Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
Much of the night spent with a 1-1 score. The Blackhawks then with three goals in the last 3.5 minutes of the second period to go up by 3. And 3 was the winning margin. 5-2, the Waterloo Blackhawks top the Des Moines Buccaneers at Young Arena in the first of 30 home games during the 2025-26 season. It's time for our post-game scoring summary, which is presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. And going all the way back to the very first minute of action on this Saturday night, the Blackhawks got an early goal to go out in front. Long rebound springs out toward the right point. Reber sends it behind the goal. It goes around counterclockwise. White Rabbit up the wall, brought through the circle. Low chance. Waterloo scores! Brock Schultz, less than a minute into the game, has given the Hawks a 1-0 lead in the first shift on Young Arena ice this season. Schultz at the 45-second mark. The first of the season for Brock Schultz in the opening minute of the game. He was assisted by Ryan White Rabbit, as well as Jimmy Reber, to get the Hawks off to the lead. They would never trail, but Des Moines did tie the game back up, and we had a 1-1 score for a long stretch after Des Moines' goal at 10:44 of the first period. That equalizer was scored by Joey Argentina. He was the third forward to touch the puck during the rush. Adam Zidlicky came across the Blackhawk line on left wing, passed the puck off to Owen Tylik. He had a little bit of trouble getting it settled down, but did in time to find Argentina, who was coming through the right circle. And by the time the puck got across to Argentina, he was able to let go a shot quick enough that it could not be stopped by Blackhawk netminder Phileas Lachat. Argentina with the goal, assisted by Tylik and Zidlicky at 10:44 of the first period to make it a 1-1 game. The score held throughout much of the second period, and even with a Des Moines power play, the deadlock could not be broken until just 3 minutes and 24 seconds remained in period number 2. Vikla keeps the puck in, moves behind the Buccaneer goal. Ate Vikla put it out in front. It's deflected, then batted way up into the air. Comes down and swatted at. Vikla got it for Lafleur. He scores! Travis Lafleur! Put a low shot past Weiland, who didn't expect it, as that one just hung up in midair for at least a couple of seconds. Vikla gloved it down and then swept it to Lafleur, who wasted no time putting the low chance toward the net. Lafleur's first as a Blackhawk, assisted by Vikla with the quick thinking play. And Chase Jeté was also credited with an assist on that Waterloo goal. And then 36 seconds later, the Blackhawks added to the lead. Tylik tries to center, intercepted, and Mason gets it out to the neutral zone. Hands the puck off, front into the offensive zone. Treharne for Mason. He scores! Ty Mason on the rush was being held, still got the puck turned toward the net, and Mason has given the Blackhawks a 2-goal lead. It's the first time this season that the Blackhawks have led by 2. Mason's second goal of the season, scored in quick succession. That one at 17-12, assisted by Rio Treharne, and the Blackhawks were up by 2, and they would lead by multiple goals the rest of the way, but they had one more left in the late seconds before the period came to an end. Carlson trying to get the puck back with a couple of Buccaneers contending. Jeté ultimately comes out of the corner with it. Chase Jeté then ran into traffic, but Lafleur there to get it back. Goes behind the Buccaneer goal. Back for Carlson. Fires and scores! Toby Carlson snaps one in with 4.3 seconds left in the second period. And here come the Hawks again. Waterloo with 3 goals in the last 3.5 minutes of the second period, breaking open what had been a 1-1 game. Carlson's first as a Blackhawk at 19:55 with 4.3 seconds left before the intermission. The assists to Lafleur and Jeté, and for each of them, their second points of the night. The Blackhawks were up 4-1. The lead held until the 7:38 mark of the third period. The Blackhawks had just finished a power play and then were called for icing with a power play unit that included 4 forwards and 1 defenseman still out on the ice. The Buccaneers made the most of the opportunity, getting control in the Blackhawks zone off the restart. A blast by Keaton Ori from the right circle was stopped by Phileas Lachat, but the rebound came to Ryan Seelinger, and he put in that follow-up chance The goal at 7:38, Seelinger from Ori and Adam Zidlicky with the second assist, and the Buccaneers were back within two. Late in the game, the teams were skating 4-on-4, and the Blackhawks capitalized for one more to put the game out of reach. Mikkel for Thorpe, stepping out to the neutral zone. Wings it to the Blackhawk line, broken up, and here's Lafier. A goal and an assist in the game. Moves in Lafier for Nolan. Open side, he scores! Here come the Hawks! A pretty setup by Travis Lafier. Dylan Nolan didn't hurry it. He got the netminder down and lifted it over Logan Hughes. And here come the Hawks. It's a 5-2 Waterloo lead. Coming into the weekend, Dylan Nolan had 6 shots on goal, the most of any Blackhawk. He gets his first goal of the season on the setup by Travis Lafier at 15:27 of the third period. Nolan from Lafier and Jackson Schneider as the teams were skating 4-on-4. And that would be the final score with that goal, 5-2 in favor of the Blackhawks. Waterloo had a late power play and did not score. They finished 0-2 on the advantage. Des Moines went 0-1 on the power play. In the third period, Waterloo had a dozen shots on net to 7 for the Buccaneers. The final totals ultimately favored the Blackhawks after Des Moines had carried a shots on goal edge much of the way. 26 shots on net for Waterloo in the final count to 24 for Des Moines. The win to Phileas Lachat, he stopped 22 of 24 to get his second Blackhawks victory, his first of this season. The loss to Max Weiland, who stopped 10 of 14. And then in relief in the third period, Logan Hughes stopped 11 of 12 in the final frame in his first action of the season for Des Moines. And that's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. As cooler weather arrives each fall, the chances of home fires go up. Make sure your family is protected with smoke and carbon monoxide detectors from First Alert, available from Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale, where you can get help with your project. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. They're there to help. Ted's Home and Hardware, 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. The Blackhawks build towards their first win of the season. They get it tonight, and they've got a week to prepare to try and get another as they take on the Madison Capitals next Saturday night in another home game at Young Arena.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.